Okay, blessings, everyone. This is Lacey Dawn Jackson, Groovy Green Goddess, and welcome. I'm here. I am so excited to be at a new venue. I've been doing radio for quite some time, internet radio, and I am just so excited to be here on Alternative Talk Radio out of Seattle. But remember, if you are somewhere else, you can listen via the internet as well. So, yeah. Anyway, again, my name is Lacey Dawn Jackson, and I am a professional psychic, author, groovy, intuitive wellness babe. And I call myself that because it hasn't always been that way. I have gone on a journey to get myself here. My mission to help my audience is to listen to your own intuition. You don't have to come to me as a psychic or anyone else for that matter, but I want you to listen to your own psychic muscles and not second guess yourself. So that's my mission out here in the universe. And I am very excited to be here. And I usually start off my show with a joke just to lighten things up. And as you get to know me, you will realize that I am very much hang out with the fairies, and that, you know, it's really important to have humor as our medicine, because humor is the best medicine possible. And if you are listening to me and you want to click over to Facebook, you can watch me Facebook Live this right here, right now on my Groovy Green Goddess show. So yeah, or on my Groovy Green Goddess page over at Facebook. Yes, I'm getting all tongue-tied. Hey, Cheryl, thanks for tuning in over there on live stream Facebook. So I'm just going to go over a little bit about what I am going to do, my goal here on this new platform. I am going to have a different theme each week. So the first Friday of the month, I am going to give you an astrological insight, the fairy scopes, and let you know what the fairies have in store for you for the new month. And I will go through all the astrological signs and let you know that information. The second week of the month, I will be talking about just stuff that is inspiring, that is empowering to you. The third Friday of the month, I will be talking about health, because health matters. And today, even though this is my first show here at KKNW, I will be talking a little bit about health. I figured that I would do something in regards to the circle of life. And maybe some of you know about the circle of life. It is a pie. You can certainly look it up on the internet. But if you're watching me Facebook Live, I'm showing you the graph of the circle of life, and we will talk about that a little bit today. The fourth Friday of the month, which is next week, so make a note of it. If you would like a psychic reading, if you would like me to look at something for you, make sure that you call into the station next week. I will be taking live calls. And if you are a little bit shy about going live, you can pose your question under my live Facebook stream, and I will answer that question for you on air. If you want to email me for next week's question that you want me to answer, you can email me at lacey@laceydonjackson.com, and I will be sure to answer your question. So I said something about a joke, and just to lighten the mood. Okay, here is the joke of the day. of the week. This will take you into the weekend. How many birds does it take to change a light bulb? So, do you know? I'll give you the answer here in a few minutes. I'll have you have to listen to me for a little bit before you get the answer. But it's a joke that you can turn around and you can tell the folks in your life and lighten up the mood if someone is having a bad day. You know, always telling them a joke is really a good way of shifting the energy. And shifting the energy is what it is that we do on a daily basis to help ourselves become more of that better, groovy self, more of our authentic self, practicing that positive energy. And, you know, I'll share something with you. When I was younger, I used to be one of the most negative people I knew. I woke up in the morning grouchy. Even if I woke up on the right side of the bed, I was still grouchy. And I have learned through the years to just kind of drop that negative attitude, because I realized having this negative attitude that I wasn't getting very far in life. And certainly there are going to be trials and tribulations that happen to us throughout our life. Our life is, you know, it's a work in progress. And many times we get stuck. We get stuck on this gerbil wheel or the hamster wheel, thinking that we are maybe the only person going through the situation that we're going through. In actuality, there are so many going through the same situation. And it is important that we bring some positive light into our everyday. You know, if you are a grouchy person or in a bad mood, a joke will at least lighten it up a little bit. You know, maybe the situation hasn't changed, but the energy about you that you cannot see, and in some cases we can't feel, but the energy does break up when we say something funny into the universe, such as a joke. So, yeah, the circle of life. So the circle of life is something that I teach in my workshops, in my retreats, and it's really an important chart to look at. I have my students, I have, you know, people who are looking at their circle of life to look at it once a month. And so the circle of life, it's like a circle with several different areas, such as spirituality, education, career, finances, home cooking. Yes, cooking is important. Our environment, our relationships, our social life. So I would have you, if you were in my class, I would have you look at this circle of life and put a dot close to the middle of the pie to indicate that you don't have much of, let's say, the confidence. You know, and many of us, we go through different stages of our life where we don't necessarily have the confidence. And so maybe we are suffering from a little bit of low self-esteem, or we just got out of a bad relationship, or we put up with stuff, you know. What's important is to be gentle with ourselves and acknowledge that maybe we do have some low self-esteem, and to that's an invitation to just be really, really gentle with oneself. But put that dot maybe towards the middle of this graph. And if you're just tuning in, I will send you the graft if you email me at lacey@laceydonjackson.com. I'll email that to you so you can print it out and do this. It's really telling. It gives you a lot of information as to what areas to work on in your life, and you see it. You know, we can certainly look at and think about the different areas in our mind. But when we see it on paper, there's something to that that helps us to really see it, and it sinks in, and we are more apt to work on the areas. Hey, Penny, thanks for stopping by Facebook Live. And my son has stopped by. Hey, Cody and Marsha. Yay. All right. So let's say the social life is lacking, and it's close to the center. So it gives you information that, okay, maybe I step out of my comfort zone and get more social. Now, since we're coming into a new season, and by the way, tomorrow is the fall equinox, and we have a full moon here too. And I forgot to see what time the full moon was happening, but there is a lot of powerful energy right now. And let's say on this circle of life, there is the physical activity aspect, and you're not getting as much physical activity as you would like. Well, since it is a new season, we are arriving into a new season where the leaves are falling off the trees. And oh my gosh, the colors are beautiful. The season is getting cooler at night, and we're still having some nice sunny days, but it is, it actually, where I am now, south of Olympia, I live in a little tiny house, and it was 31 degrees the other morning, about 5 a.m. in the morning, and there was a little bit of frost on the grass. So enjoying the change of the season. So let's say the circle of life, you want more physical activity. Well, get outside tomorrow if you're not working. It is a weekend, and many don't work on the weekends. Now, that's not true for me. I usually work on the weekends and have the weeks off. But whenever it is that you have a day off, a couple hours off, getting outside will help you so much in that aspect of taking better care of yourself in this circle of life. Okay. That's the physical activity. And, you know, one of my listeners that's watching me Facebook Live, Cheryl, just moved from Hawaii, and now she's here for the winter. And, yeah, I know. She's saying, brr. So, yeah, Hawaii is a place to go in the winter. That's for sure. So spirituality is another aspect of the circle of life. And it's another aspect of health. And today's episode is about health matters. It matters. Body, mind, and spirit. Health matters. And spirituality matters. Whether your spirituality is getting outside, whether your spirituality is meeting a community of people that have been your friends forever, maybe your spirituality is going to church. Maybe your spirituality is meditating. There are many different aspects of spirituality. And every single aspect of spirituality gets to the same place eventually. You know, I like to look at spirituality as a you know, the bicycle wheel, and there's that cog in the middle of the wheel, and you have all the spokes going to the same place. We all go to the same place, whatever that is. You know, we can have different beliefs, but at the end of the day, it's really about being nice to our neighbors, taking better care of our environment. And it, within the wheel of life, there is a place there that is about environment, whether it is our home environment or the environment we live in. It is our responsibility to do something to be of service to our environment, to the people that we care for. And by doing this, we expand on our environment within this circle of life. I'll show you again what the circle of life is. And maybe, you know, with the environment, you're doing a lot of that work and you're helping with many causes that your little dot is way out at the outer edge. So you're getting a lot of that. So, of course, during our, you know, everyday life, we're going to ebb and flow, just like the moon, just like the water, ebb and flow through our different pie sections of the circle of life. And maybe one day we are a lot more confident than we were the last, you know, last couple days or the last week. And it's important to be easy on ourselves in regards to that. I am getting the notion to give you the joke again. So, and I'll answer it this time. How many birds does it take to change a light bulb? Two can do it. R. Two can do it. Yeah, I know. That's kind of corny. As you listen to me on the Groovy Green Goddess Show, you will really find out that I am rather corny. Yeah, so the circle of life, it's about being aware of the different areas of our life that we want to better. Now, I know people in my life that are very happy with, you know, part of their circle of life is, let's say, their environment or their home environment is, you know, they work all day and they want to come home and they want to just chill and turn on the TV and just numb out. If that works for them, fine and dandy. You know, it's important not to judge what other people's, you know, we all have different truths in some aspects of our life. So if that makes that person feel better about doing that. Now, for me, I will not watch TV for days and days and sometimes weeks and weeks. And then there's like one day that I will watch TV and I'll binge watch a whole season of something for the whole day. So, you know, it's definitely really important that we, whatever our choices are in life, that we definitely just accept what it is that we are doing. Now, if you find that you're not accepting something or you're beating yourself up over, for example, we'll use the TV thing. Oh my gosh, I go home, I don't get anything else done, and I'm just zoning out on TV, and my dishes need to be done, and I need to vacuum, and blah, blah, blah. Well, have you ever noticed that when we do that to ourselves, when we are, I should do this or I should do that. And we're making these choices that aren't the best for ourselves, just because that's what you're thinking is this is not what I want to do. It's important to either just step out of your comfort zone or just lean into it and say, okay, this is what I'm doing and I'm okay with this. It's when we fight that aspect of, oh my gosh, I'm watching TV again and we're sitting there watching TV when we can see the dishes piled up in the sink. And usually what happens is that when we go and do the dishes, it takes like 5 minutes. Well, maybe 10 or 20, depending on how many days of dishes you have. But it's basically about not judging ourselves, and in order for us to be exercising our intuitive muscle that I know you have, when you exercise your intuitive muscle, it is about accepting every aspect of what it is that you choose to do and being okay with it. And letting yourself just be okay with what it is that your choice is. It's when we beat ourselves up over the choices that we make that we're not helping our intuitive muscle, okay? Because remember, we are all works in progress, and we will continue to be a work in progress until the day we die. And we can beat ourselves up over being this work in progress because we constantly make the wrong decisions because, you know, we're like self-talking and saying this is the wrong decision for us. Or we just accept and go, oh man, I made this wrong decision. And I really believe that if we lean into that way of thinking that we are making a wrong decision, and we lean into it and accept it and find humor in it, that we're going to wake up one day and go, you know what, I'm going down this other way here. I'm going to go down this other driveway, or I'm going to go over here down another road because I don't want to continue to have my inner voice saying I'm making a wrong decision. So, yeah, we are complicated beings, aren't we? You know, we come down here, our souls come down here and inhabit our bodies. And then all of a sudden we find that we are beating ourselves up because we are eating wrong, or we are making these decisions that frankly, when we lean into those decisions, either we're okay with it or we're not. Be okay with it, or make the changes. And I get it. Change, especially for different things in our life, hard. It's easier said than done. Believe me, I know. I've made lots of different, you know, relationship challenges, and knowing full well that it's not in my best interest, but you know, I'm a little bit of a rebel. So I go down this road and, but you know what? There comes a time when, maybe you're eating too much, and there comes a time when it's like, wait, I'm done with this. And, remember, it takes, you know, baby steps and sometimes mini baby steps, but at the end of the day, it's really important to, be okay with taking the baby steps and gently patting yourself on the back all the time for the decisions that we make. And, you know, chalk it up as experience, because we're here to learn as much as we can. And sometimes we have to go back into different situations in order to learn something. And what I have noticed working with people through the years is that eventually they will shift things. And it's usually when they are like, oh, yep, observing their actions, observing their behavior, knowing that they do not want to do this behavior, but observing it just the same. And it is when we start observing it and looking at it objectively that all of a sudden it's not as important, or we know that we want to make the changes instead of being unconscious about it. Okay. And again, baby steps. That's where it's at, is baby steps. And remember that our baby steps will be like five baby steps in the right direction and then seven in the backwards direction. But when it's seven in the backwards direction, don't look at it as, oh my gosh, I failed and I'm like, back at square one or even minus, three, whatever. That look how much you learned in the process. And that the next course of steps will be like eight steps forward. So, that is the health matters for this day. And I can't believe how quickly time, gets by, that goes by. We have a few more minutes, but I just wanted to be aware of that so I don't keep talking, because I certainly can. I can definitely keep talking. And I hope you enjoyed the show. Next week, remember, call 425-373-5527. Make a note of that or look on the website and call me live. I will answer your question, give you a reading on air, or email me, lacey@laceydonjackson.com. And I would be happy to answer your question on air. Thank you, everyone. If you're listening and you don't know who I am Lacey Don Jackson, the Groovy Green Goddess, professional psychic. And I hope that I said something today to inspire, help you navigate this thing we call life. Be your groovy self. Have a fabulous weekend and peace.
Find out more about Lacey and her brutally honest and refreshingly candid autobiography, a page-turning narrative that reads like a novel, dramatic and enduring, heartbreaking circumstances transformed by a hopeful heart. You can purchase Lacey's book, Journey of the Groovy Goddess, Finding My Authentic Self, on Amazon.com. To schedule a reading with Lacey Don Jackson, go to her website, Groovy Green Goddess. Press the Make an Appointment Now button at the top right page. She has 20, 40, and 60-minute sessions available. You can also join her newsletter to keep up with her specials and happenings by scrolling down to the bottom of the page and filling out the form.